This is Chris Bricker for KPTZ. Each week, we bring you a series created by renowned translator of Chinese poetry, Bill Porter, A Journey Along the Silk Road. So sit back and enjoy the journey and lose yourself in the mystery of the Silk Road.
This is Bill Porter on the Silk Road. We're in Xinjiang province, 45 kilometers east of Turfan, at the ruins of the ancient city of Gaochang. Gaochang began life in the 1st century BC as a small garrison established by the Chinese to prevent the Huns from gaining control of this distant section of the Silk Road. But it was too far away for the Chinese to stay in charge very long. Over the centuries, Gaochang grew into the capital of an independent state, with rulers of mixed Chinese and Central Asian ancestry. Like Dunhuang and Hami to the southeast, Gaochang was situated at converging branches of the Silk Road, one of which came from over the Pamirs to the southwest, and the other of which came from over the Russian steppes to the northwest. It grew wealthy from trade, and often its interests conflicted with those of China. On one such occasion, Gaochang's independent policy caused the Chinese emperor to send an army to attack the city, and when the ruler saw the Chinese forces approaching, he had a heart attack and died of fright. Ironically, it was the same ruler who welcomed Xuanzang during the Chinese monk's journey to India. Xuanzang's fame had preceded him, and once the ruler had heard the monk preach, he said he couldn't possibly let such an eminent cleric leave his city. Gaochang was one of the most sophisticated cities on the Silk Road, and it was at the height of its glory when Xuanzang visited in the 7th century. But Xuanzang wasn't about to stop halfway, and he declined the ruler's offer, but the ruler was equally determined, and he only relented when Xuanzang went on a hunger strike. We entered an opening in the city's ancient wall and went to look for the place where Xuanzang went on strike. This is Bill Porter on the Silk Road.
You can find past episodes of Bill Porter's journal in our podcast archive at kptz.org, where each adventure leads to another in a journey along the Silk Road.